Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 75 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by my sexy co-host.
I think that's me, Kenzie.
It's you. We are super excited to be back for another fun-filled, shorter episode. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, this episode will be just focusing on our chick chat, which is basically what's new with us. We're going to update you on what sexy, mischievous fun we've been up to. I don't know what she's been up to. So we're filling each other in while we fill you guys in. We're filling everyone up in this episode.
Love it.
So lube up, friends. We're going to get started. But before we do that, let's start with our fireball shots.
Hell yeah.
Lest we forget. Cheers.
Cheers. Hot damn. I'm too hot.
It's getting a little less spicy, so maybe we're getting used to it for the night.
Yeah. I really think we should just be immune by now, and we're not.
No. Although I really only drink a lot of Fireball, or any Fireball, when I'm with you, which is like once a month, so.
Yeah. Usually I force a Fireball shot on Gary every Friday afternoon after work.
No way.
We have Fireball Fridays.
Oh my God, that's fun. I never even thought of doing that.
He doesn't like it, but I do.
Are you still on regular Fireball or that green apple, blazing apple?
Look, I tried my best and I cannot get into the green apple.
I gave it a valiant effort.
I think I did, yeah. It's just not my jam. I want the original. That's it. I have no more to offer.
All right. All right, so I haven't seen you for a month, and there's a hell of a lot of notes here, but I am going to just steal the mic and get things going, if that's fine.
Do it.
Because why not? All right, let me start with the fact that Barry and I, a couple weeks ago, met up with our sexy friends, Eric and Samantha.
Yeah.
Again. To be honest, I had this whole plan of pretending they were someone else, because we do hang out with this couple a lot, and I was afraid listeners might feel bored by hearing stories with the same people. But I got some confidence from you guys and Barry, and I'm just going to be honest because this is literally reality. So yeah, we hung out with them again. We have this awesome connection with them. So I'm very briefly going to recap meeting up with them. But if you stay tuned for episode 76 coming out in 2 weeks from when this is released, you'll get to hear a super sexy story from that night. So right,
give us the teaser.
So here's a teaser. We met up with Eric and Samantha for a dinner date, but also we had booked hotel rooms. Like, we're not stupid. We knew what we all wanted to do that night. So the little teaser is we rented, again, joining hotel rooms over an hour from like where Barry and I live. It's kind of in the middle, but a little bit closer to them. So just having a hotel for the night, number one, it's great because everyone can just let loose, not worry about driving. It's less stressful.
Definitely.
It's dog friendly. So we bring our dog with us. It just makes it so freaking easy to like spend the whole night and not worry about anything. So we did that. Her and I got dressed up for the night. We went to this very nice dinner. But the catch is, before dinner, her and I had put vibrators inside ourselves. Those little like portable ones that you can connect to Bluetooth.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess the men had actually schemed about this ahead of time and made sure we had matching toys for the night, and they had both downloaded the apps, and the plan was to have the opposite guy control the opposite partner's vibrator. Fun. It was fun. So each man, like I said, was able to control the other females. And it made dinner surprising. I remember at one point we were putting in our order for food and Samantha was saying what she wanted and Barry had flipped his phone to me and was like hinting like, this, should I do this? And I was like, oh yeah. And I hit the like play button while she's ordering her food and she was like, oh, Yes, and I'll have my, like, she went on with her order or whatever, but she was so taken aback. It was fun. Like, she wasn't mad about it, but it made it super fun because you can do it to be funny at the most awkward times or just for the sexy fun of it all.
Absolutely.
So we did a little bit of both.
Oh, cool. So that's super fun. Mm-hmm. Are they, like, do you think, could the waiter hear any, like, vibration? Or, like, are they just, like, super quiet? Or, I mean, I don't know what specific stuff and whatever. But, yeah. Was there, like, any noise?
Probably if we were sitting, like, I'm not being rude. Like, if we were sitting in a library or something.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just, probably would have been the only spot you would have heard it, to be honest. I don't think you would have heard it regardless, but we were in a
steakhouse in a
busy building. So there was no concern of that.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure even on the way home in our Uber, we tapped it again for her. And I don't think he had any freaking idea. So I think it was pretty quiet, thankfully.
Cool. The marvels of modern technology.
There was actually almost a point where, because it's connected to Bluetooth, Barry and I had stopped the app for her. But it wasn't stopping for her. And we were almost like, is somebody else on this wavelength? Like,
oh, no.
I was like, girl, we stopped it. It's not us. It stopped. And she had to, like, reach down and manually turn hers off at one point. Geez. So, you know, there's nothing's fucking perfect with these things. Yeah, yeah. They either don't work or they work too much.
Yeah. So that sounds like a super fun night. I can't wait to hear the full, unbridled, passionate story next episode.
Spicy and fiery story coming soon, I promise. But that was just like the appetizer, even though it was dinner. We left dinner. Normally we'd hang out for a little bit, but we didn't even stay for drinks at the place. We were all just amped up and ready to start our own after party at that point. So that was very lovely foreplay. So
excellent.
There is that.
All kinds of ways to do foreplay, and that sounds like a super fun one.
Sneaky, fun way to do it. Yeah. And I kind of go and flying by the seat of my pants here, and maybe I'll get into this more in the future, but I feel like maybe the reason I didn't want to share a lot of, or share that it was them again, like I said earlier, is because I thought people might be bored by that.
Yeah.
But it's the freaking reality of what it is. Sometimes you just find people you click with and it shocks you, like you didn't realize it was going to be that easy and that comfortable, and you can just be yourself, and everyone is thankfully, you know, when you find that four-way attraction, which is hard to find sometimes,
indeed,
it's there, and we have a friendship out of it. And so I don't know, it's growing. And I actually a month or two ago, I kind of had a freak out, and I was like, because this is so new, I'm like, this is too much, oh my god, she's too hot, she's probably sexting you guys are gonna run off together. Like, I had this whole fucking mental spiral, because it actually has happened to people that we know. But I said that to the whole group, and I was like, I don't know, these are the crazy thoughts I had. And like, everyone was like, what? No, like, there's none of that. There's no side-by-side chatting. Well, there is, but we show each other, like, there's nothing secretive. Right. And when things are new, I think it just scares me. There's still new things coming with them that I think I'm going to delve into in a future episode. But literally just yesterday, I was texting Barry about it because he's away for work. And I was like, this is just new and it's freaking me out. And I don't want to feel like I'm doing something wrong. And it's a lot to work through when you get close with other couples sexually and as friends. And it's not the norm. So it's a little scary. But it's great and exciting. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how things blossom.
Excellent.
We'll figure it out. So that was really great. And then a week ago, Barry and I, shocker, got ghosted by a fucking single male.
Oh.
I'm over it. I don't know. His loss. But we had planned to meet this guy. We've been chatting forever on SLS. And we finally had a free weekend to meet him at a local lifestyle club. Great. Barry and I were actually ready early that night. Like, we sat on the couch having a drink. We're like, what are we doing? We're ready. Then we log in to check the party list, like 2 hours or hour and a half of the time we were going to meet him there, which was 9. He's off the list. We go to our messages. Can't find the messages anymore. Apparently you can delete your history of messages or like have it not populate. They were gone.
Okay.
We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Seriously? He literally messaged us that morning, though, confirming he'd meet us a little bit after 9 because we'd be there at 9.
Sure.
Then all of a sudden, everything was gone. So What is with that, single men? Why? What do you get out of that? Maybe if it, I don't know, if it's something serious, tell us. Or if you're lying,
yeah,
make up a bullshit excuse. I would have preferred like, oh my God, I broke my arm. Okay, fuck you, but at least you told me.
Well, something.
I don't know.
We were annoyed. But to just disappear, like, that's shit.
Yeah.
You are the asshole ruining it for the rest of the single men out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Like, thanks, jack off.
So I'm going to get into, like, Barry and I still went out and had a great night. But
yay. Okay, good.
I was feeling so freaking good that night. After we got home, I sent this guy a message on SLS, and I was all proud of myself. It was, like, 1:30 in the morning or 2 a.m. or something, and I was like, I didn't pin you for being a stereotypical single male who ghosts couples. Such a shame. Oh, well, your loss. Sent, and that was it. And I was, like, so proud of myself. And then he blocked us. So,
asshole. Like, be a man.
We can't search him anymore. So he obviously blocked us.
I'm going to find this bitch.
I doubt he deleted his account.
I'm going to find this guy.
Let's actually look for him on your account after this. But
yes. You do not cross what?
Or at least be like, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I don't know. Something.
Anything. Ugh.
Even if it's a lie. Like, gross. Who's going to know except you?
Boo.
But
two thumbs down.
So the crazy part is, though, Barry and I actually went out that night to the Lifestyle Club.
Yeah.
It was a Friday night, pretty much dead. There were maybe 10 of us there by 11 p.m.
Oh. All right. Intimate setting. Sure.
There was this one single male, actually, right before Barry and I were like, by 11, we're just going to go back and fuck each other.
Sure.
Of course, this guy fucking comes to our table at like 10:50. Hiya. I'm like,
I can
shit.
Fucking smell it. I know.
And I don't know. Again, I was just like feeling really great and confident that night. So I was like, hey, nice to meet you. We're not going to fuck on the first meeting. So just don't expect anything talking to us. And he was like, oh, well, actually, thank you for saying that. This makes it way less stressful.
Right? Just fucking say what you want.
I was like, we were planning to meet someone else, but our plan is now to just go back and have fun with each other. I just want you to know. Nothing's going to happen tonight.
Perfect.
Just meeting you.
Right? Yes. Set the expectation. Nothing wrong with that.
And it was so much easier to do than I thought. So just do it.
Good.
And Barry was actually very thankful because he was not interested and he knew I wasn't probably interested, which I really wasn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say that as the reason. I didn't want to be rude. So I didn't want to lead him on, but he actually put something in my mind that changed the whole rest of the night. He's like, oh, would you guys play in front of other people?
Oh.
Wasn't on my mind at all, but I was like, yep. Yeah, we do, actually.
Woo!
So he ended up being one of the guys who jerked off to us later. Cool. But anyway, Barry is a saint. He went along with my plan because I was just so feeling it. I was feeling like, it was like a pajama night. So I had lingerie on, this lacy robe.
Oh.
Any of the few single guys that were in there were like hovering our table. Like I just felt really good and confident about myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, Barry, let's go back. We shut the door and got ready. But then I put the chain across, which means you can then open the door, but people can't come into the room because the little chain is across.
Yep, yep.
But they can watch. So there were like four people watching us. And yeah, we fucked and put on a show for everybody.
Love it.
They were all, it's kind of weird thinking back about it. They were just standing there like jerking off watching us in this dark room.
It is weird, but it's flattering in kind of a weird way.
Yeah. It was hot for me. It was questionable for Barry the entire time.
Well, yeah.
And we agreed that next time I'll probably shut the door, just regardless.
Yeah,
it just makes it a little less awkward. All
right, sidebar. Sorry
to
everybody, because I know this is not going to mean jack shit to anybody else. Which room were you in? Like that first one on the right?
When you come in the club and walk straight across the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
To the right, the back one, not the one with the swing, the one behind it. It's just a big bed and two porn TVs.
Got it. Yep.
Beautiful. It's just there.
So do you feel like, did you and Barry, I don't know, maybe like do anything differently because you sort of had some, a crowd?
Yeah, he did not, but I leaned into it. Like, No, seriously, like I said, bless Barry. He just wanted to have my fantasy night and he knows I like to be watched. Like it turns me on a little bit.
Yeah.
So let me tell the sexy stuff. And then there was a little weird thing.
Always is.
It was what we started with, Barry stood at the end of the bed because the room was basically just like a big queen size bed with two TVs playing porn on the wall. Mm-hmm. Barry stood at the end of the bed and I was in my lingerie thong teddy, like a teddy outfit.
Okay.
So
okay.
Google that if you don't know what it is. But I was color? On my stomach, black.
Perfect. Got
black,
it.
Black, a little lace and like corset crossing in the front.
Got it.
And I knew they were all watching there. So I got on my knees and like popped my butt into the air. And, like, kind of leaned it towards them and was, like, arching like fucking crazy because I was like, yeah. Oh, they want to see this ass.
Yeah, they do.
I'm
yeah.
laughing because I'm like, wow, I really did all this. I was sucking his cock and it was freaking awesome. I was up, down. Then I was, like, on the bed, humping the bed, like, while I was doing it. Like, I was riding a wave. I don't know.
Yes.
No, let me interject the weirdness here. Mm-hmm. Because Barry looked over at one point and one guy was holding his phone out in front of him.
No.
And Barry was like, I'm not doing this. You can't be recording. Like, phones cannot be out. Yes. So I turned to the guy. I was like, we can't have phones out. Like, I don't know what I said. And
yeah.
He flipped it to us and it was like a text thing. He could have quickly swiped up and whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, you get fucking kicked out for that, but, like, shit. Like, cool. What are you going to do with it?
Put your fucking phone away. Who the fuck are you texting while I'm showing you my ass and vagina?
I can't believe what I'm seeing. Right? Maybe
like,
that.
Stop.
But like, fuck off.
No, put it away.
So he was all like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm not doing this. So the whole rest of the night, like, I kept my eye to the side watching him because I would have just been like, back off and shut the door.
Right.
Because I really didn't care at that point. But like, I don't know. Why
just,
do that?
Yeah,
why kill the
like,
vibe?
Just don't even fucking touch your phone. Just enjoy the goddamn moment. That is being presented to you.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Exactly. So, like, Barry kept his shirt on and kind of kept his head turned to the side for a while. He was uncomfortable.
Fucks it up. Yeah.
So then we switched and I laid on my back and I was like, Barry, you need to eat me out now. And I was like, dirty talking the fuck out of it.
Ooh.
I was so turned on. I was like, oh, suck this pussy harder. Take it all. I was like, purposely saying it loud because I knew we had an audience.
Sure.
But I also really enjoyed it and was like, I kept telling Barry, I was like, it's just you and I. Just fucking take me. It's just you and I. But like, I was also like, oh, they're so hot. They're so turned on watching this hotness. Like, I don't know. It was a little mind fuck, but it was great. And
then
we fucked and I rode on top of Barry for a while and kept like pushing my butt back. And I left the lingerie on and just like pulled it to the side.
Mm.
So that's always fun. Multiple people afterwards thanked us. The one guy sent us a message on SLS and was like, that was super erotic. Like, would love to see you again. And probably not, but thank you for the message.
Did you get like some high fives? Like, want to cut out of the room or like?
Honestly, I don't remember. But I remember like I came. I was like, okay, thank you, everybody. And I reached the one guy like, help.
Were you shaking
shut
hands,
the door for me.
Babies.
I think I waved my hand. I was like, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to shut the door now. I was like, Barry, can we just have a moment before we go out there? And he's like, yes, yes. Like, just take a minute. And then we left. We left the club for the night. But
go out on a high note. That's the way to do it.
But it was fun. It was so spontaneous and unplanned. Good. Super fun. And
way more fun than that stupid single guy would have been.
Honestly, it was probably a lot hotter than it could have been with a new person. So
fuck him.
And my only other thing to wrap up, like, I feel like this year of the fire horse and it's the year of the horse, but I think it's specifically the Chinese New Year, like the fire horse. So
okay, what's a fire horse?
I think it just is a more intense, passionate horse year. This
stallion.
Is my year. I think I'm the stallion.
You are the stallion. Okay. Okay.
I don't know what it is lately. Maybe I'm just maybe in a positive headspace in life. I'm just happier. I think that's what it is. I masturbated like almost every day this week. Literally leading up to recording this episode, like, I don't know. I've never used to do that. I'd maybe do it like once every other month, maybe just to try to do it. And now, like, I'm on the self-pleasure saddle. Like, I am riding that fucking horse, learning my body. Like, I know how to make myself orgasm. I don't know. It's just really fun experiencing and like learning my body more than I ever have wanted to do before. Did you feel like you ever hit an age that you were like super into even just sex in general?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not with yourself, but
I don't know.
Maybe this is your year too.
Well, all right.
It just started.
I'm going to fire this shit up. Is that what you were doing before we got here?
No. Okay. I didn't do it today. I'll be honest. I did not do it today. But
were you masturbating while you made our chicken sliders?
No. No, I was stressed. I cut my hand. I was rushing all over. There was no masturbation today.
Madison made us a beautiful, delicious meal this evening to fuel mm-hmm. all these shenanigans you're hearing about. So kudos to her.
And it was all super clean and
not.
I did not touch not myself during the making of this dinner. But I probably will tomorrow.
Good. I want that for you.
Thank you. Me too. Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums up my last couple weeks.
All right, I need a break.
Yeah, so maybe let's take a break, maybe a shot or a drink of water, hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gentlemen, tell me if you've ever been here before. She wants you badly and you want her, but maybe you got a little too excited and now you're dealing with some stage fright. Or maybe everything was working fine until you reached for that condom, and then, poof, gone. We've all been there. Shameless Trio is different. Yes, it contains sildenafil, and you know that one. And yes, it contains tadalafil, and you know that one too. But it also contains apomorphine, and that is the key. Because erections don't just depend on blood flow, they depend on signals from your brain. Apomorphine helps spark those arousal signals so the other medications can do their job. It's sublingual, so it dissolves under your tongue and works faster. This is a premium medication. It's not for everyone. But if you've ever had a moment where everything was lined up perfectly, but then your body didn't cooperate, you owe it to yourself to look at Shameless Trio. Be sure to go to shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for friends with a twist. That's shamelesscare.com, coupon code FWAT.
All right. I have been Black Betty. I've been rambling. I've been fucking dying to use that line. Anyway, I just talked for like 20 minutes. So, Kenzie, please, if you can recover from that beautiful statement. I want to know what the hell you've been up to lately. Come on, please keep that. I've been dying to say that.
Ram.
Yeah.
I just fell off the counter.
It sounds like rambling.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, my Jesus. I don't know if I have anything quite as exciting. All right. So in chronological order, I guess, from whence we last spoke, last Chick Chat, I had talked about Gary and I connected with this. Well, really, Gary connected with this single female on Field. We had plans to meet up. There was snow. It got canceled. So we continued chatting. We were trying to make a new plan. And like la-di-da, thought things were going well. Yeah. I didn't see any red flags. What do you know? How's it going? Yada, yada. Boom. She left the chat. Done.
Why do people do this?
Nothing. Like,
wait, like a three-way chat?
Without a trace. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, all three of us were on it. So, who fucking knows? I mean, you know, you can't play that game. Like, whatever. But it was sort of unexpected. Like, I thought we were on a good path.
Were you planning, like, talking about planning to meet again?
Yeah, we were trying to make a new plan to meet somewhere. And then all of a sudden, one day, just like, boop, left the chat. I was like, okay, cool, bye. So, not really sure what that was about. And again, you never know what people's situation is or whatever. Like, I hope she's well.
Yeah.
But it just is sort of like, okay, really? Like, you couldn't fucking say something?
Sorry, I'm in a relationship now. I gotta go. Or
yeah, I don't know. Anything, but whatevs. Okay, so that died.
Well, that is a shame.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Then, our other, like, I guess not so fucking sexy thing, Gary and I, bless our hearts, we went back to a first Friday at PGC, which if you have listened to us before, you know that I always complain about first Fridays and how they're not really our thing.
Why might that be, Kenzie?
So I don't know. We might be stupid. We keep fucking trying. But in just a sliver of defense, we only went this particular night because we were going to meet friends there. They were bringing friends, and then we were going to meet them there and meet their friends, and it was going to be like this fucking group fest.
Orgy.
No, just probably not, but just like to meet people.
Friend party, yeah.
Yeah, so we're like, great, fine, all right, we'll go. So the pros to this approach. We did get to see some of our friends that we haven't seen in a while. There was actually another couple there that we haven't seen. So we got to catch up with them a little bit before the other friends arrived. So that was nice. The music was decent.
Oh, that's a plus.
I know, because that doesn't always happen. Other friends that are also listeners of the podcast were there that evening. And I don't know if anything ever came of it, but I fancied myself a little bit of a matchmaker that night.
Ooh.
Because I introduced those listeners to this other couple that we know, mm-hmm. because the two males are in a similar profession.
Aw.
And I thought like maybe they would have like some stuff in common.
Something to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, not sure if anything came of it, but they were at least chatting when we left.
Good
so
job.
I hope nice. Something fun came of it for them. But so like there was some levity, there was some fun, some yay. However,
okay. What is the opposite side?
There were also some cons of the evening. So at PGC, Pleasure Garden Club in Philadelphia, they do allow smoking in the club. None of Fwat particularly loves this fact.
No.
It's normally not terrible. Obviously, if you're super sensitive to smoke, I wouldn't probably recommend it. But, like, it's usually not terrible for the average person, I guess. However.
I assume it was this night.
This night was fucking rancid. Oh. It was so fucking smoky. And I don't always think that it's that bad. But, like, this night was just not. And I looked over at one point, there was honestly a guy smoking a pipe.
Oh my gosh.
Pipes are very fragrant, mm-hmm. if you don't know.
That is insane. What? Why can you not?
Why?
One, go outside if you're that addicted to it, but a fucking pipe. Oh my God.
Like, just Jesus God.
Could you just see the smoke in the air of the black lights? And
yeah, kind of. Mm. And I just tried not to think about it. Mm. So for those of us that don't smoke, not a huge plus there. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, and this, unfortunately, is a recurring theme, and you would think we would know better by now than to fuck with it.
Uh-oh.
There were also plumbing issues that night that limited the number of restroom stalls available, which resulted in very long lines.
Oh, no.
Which is not sexy, might I add, when I have to wait 20 minutes.
It was that bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure the female was worse than the males.
Oh, of course. Always. And there's stories of all sorts of shenanigans. Gary witnessed a man in the line for the men's room who it got to be his turn, and he ushered his female partner the evening in ahead so she could piss while everybody else is waiting. After we left, our friends told us a tale of people peeing in the shower.
Oh, the sex shower that
in
everyone
the sex
can see?
Shower that's like kind of like in front of the restrooms.
It's like public space.
Public, like glass walls to this shower. People apparently were pissing in there.
Did you just go outside and fucking do
like,
it?
Like, I mean, talk about the antithesis of sexy environment.
That's gross.
Like, fucking fix your shit, PGC. Mm. And I know, you've heard us say, like, we like it there. And generally, I do. However.
You don't know when it's going to be.
Like, what the actual fuck?
Up.
Guys, you know this is an issue. This is a problem that can be fixed. I guess easy for me to say, I don't own a sex club. I'm sure I don't know all the ins and outs.
Yeah, we probably don't know half of it, but still.
However. It just seems to me like you should have functional restroom facilities when you know you're going to have a fucking crowd of, what, I don't know, 200-300 people? Oof. Maybe they need to have places to piss.
That sucks.
So, like, just so frustrating because, like, this shouldn't be the concern there. You know what I mean?
There's like, enough to worry and stress about. Now you got to worry about, can you pee in time?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, you know, I don't know, like,
God forbid you want to be sexy and like everyone's waiting for you to go fuck.
Exactly. And you're just stuck in this 20-minute piss line.
See you in 20, you got to pee.
Yeah. Just Aww. Gross. I don't know. Anyway, so not impressed with that situation. So not every club is perfect. There you go. Okay. Moving on to something more happy. Yay. All right, I promise I have a couple of happy things. So two good experiences that we've had since we last spoke. Gary and I had another super fun MFM with our good friend Kevin, who you've heard me talk about on the podcast before. You will likely be hearing more about this sexy experience in a future episode.
Yay.
But for now, suffice to say, what was super fun, at least for me, about this experience is that we incorporated a spicy photo shoot as a bit of foreplay before the main event to this session. And I know, Madison, you've talked as well before about like how kind of like exciting and erotic it is to be able to take maybe like photos or videos with trusted partners. So we had a little bit of that this time. And again, you're going to hear more about it later, so I won't say too much right now. But that was a really fun experience, at least for me, again, because I'm the storyteller and you only get to hear my side of the story. So I fucking loved it.
And you said it was this was used as foreplay?
Yes.
So was it, it wasn't just photos of you? Like, was it, what type, can I ask what types of photos are
you
used?
You can. No, yeah, I was a total brat. No, it's just photos of me. But somehow I managed to foray that as foreplay for the whole group.
That's still hot. Guys like to watch.
Yeah. So, yeah, Gary took some photos. Gary took photos and made Kevin be like the lighting guy.
Okay.
And then we moved in like a different location and Gary made Kevin be the photographer for a little bit and like so that kind of stuff. But yeah, truth be told, I was the only subject in the photos, but it was still a group effort.
Yeah, so. I like that. That's a fun idea.
So yeah, it was fun. But again, you'll hear a little bit more about that in episode 70-something. So stay tuned. Okay, something else fun that Gary and I did is we celebrated Valentine's Day by going to a burlesque show.
Why not?
So something different for us. That was the first time for both Gary and I seeing a burlesque show. The venue itself was kind of small. It was like an older theater, which definitely had like some charm and like charisma to its own self. the show had a live band, which apparently is not always a thing for burlesque. So that felt special. Absolutely entertaining. There was beautiful artistry, amazing costumes. We really enjoyed the whole experience. But I will say that
were you bored
as swingers? No, we weren't bored.
Okay, yeah, but
as swingers, I just feel like we're probably a little bit desensitized to seeing scantily clad women, and scantily clad, you know, women dancing. But in all honesty, it really was a very beautiful show. Each performer had her own unique style and tricks. They don't necessarily have a ton of clothes on when they come out, but just kind of like the artistry and the way that they undress and like to the level that they undress. Mm. And a lot of them had, well, they all had pasties on, many with like the little tassels.
Yeah.
And so like the way that they can make things move
it is
super
impressive.
Hot and attractive. So absolutely, we had a wonderful time. It was just funny, I think, for us judging our reaction to certain things
compared to others.
As we were like looking at the rest of the crowd. But yeah, again, totally beautiful, really fun. So again, like if you're looking for something to
idea.
Do, like something different maybe than just like getting a drink at a bar.
Yeah, honestly, maybe that's a good way for newbies in the lifestyle to get into a sexy environment without pressure, just seeing how you feel about seeing certain things with a partner or by yourself.
Yeah.
And can I ask, so at a strip club, it's a little raunchier and you get the lap dances and people are walking all around. Was it any of like, did the performers give any one-on-one type of attention to people in the audience or was it all just full-on show, no pressure for the audience?
Yeah, definitely more so the no pressure approach.
That's cool. That's good.
They had essentially what I would consider an MC. I believe she was a drag queen. I think that's an appropriate term to use, who would like come around to collect tips or like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And was a little more interactive with the crowd. there was an intermission where the performers did come around, like, for tips and to interact a little bit. But beyond that, like, I would say very low pressure. So, yeah. So, excellent point that if you are just maybe trying to dip your toes into some of this stuff that you hear us talking about, this is, I think, would be a really fun way to do it. Because I feel like you could kind of like stay at the fringe
just
or
observe
just
everything.
Observe. Yeah, I don't think there's real any pressure. They did have an audience participation portion of the evening.
Oh.
And it kind of, again, it kind of made us chuckle because really what it kind of amounted to in our perspective was something similar to that which we've seen at a Temptation or a Desire, where you had a certain amount of time and couples had to go through as many sex positions as they could in the allotted time. And my
so you two didn't do it?
We did not. But my little cold black heart broke a little bit because I think they brought three or four couples up on stage. And the first couple ended up bowing out because they didn't know what they had to do before they came up to the stage.
Oh, that's terrible. I couldn't do
so,
that.
So, like, you know, come on. For whatever reason, no judgment. It seemed as though they were probably not comfortable with it.
Oh, sure.
So they stepped away. They got a replacement couple. But that was sort of like the game or whatever, the entertainment there that they had to go through all the positions. So yeah, like the couple that won, I think you had, I don't know, 30 seconds. I want to say they got maybe 13 or 15 positions.
Damn.
Which is like a pretty good pace.
Yeah, that is good.
And just to clarify, like, yes, all of these participants had their clothes on. Like, it wasn't
I didn't even think about asking that.
They didn't actually have to, like, do sex acts.
And it was definitely with their partner, not with one of the performers.
Yes, okay. Yes, it was with their own partner. So again, just fun and entertaining.
Different. That's fun.
Yeah. So could be something to check out if it's available in your area. And again, especially if this is something that you're still kind of considering or dipping your toes into, might be kind of a fun date night for you and your partner. And then kind of talk about everything that you saw.
I could see you being one of those performers one day.
Oh.
Think about it.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Anyway, carry on.
All right. So I think the only other big thing that I have to talk about is the Friction Takeover.
Oh my God, yes, how was that? What? It was like, it was DC area,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me.
So there Gary and I go to this hotel takeover. Yeah, like down, kind of like outside of whatever, DC, Baltimore ish, area. Yeah. At a Holiday Inn.
Oh, Hotel Motel.
Hotel Motel.
Holiday Inn.
That.
Nice.
So Gary and I are like all fucking in on this event. We get there Friday afternoon because technically Friday afternoon, evening, there's a meet and greet. The hotel takeover starts like officially Saturday afternoon all through Saturday night into like Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
pretty
like fucking balls deep in this shit.
Ready to go.
We get there Friday. We're like, yes, sign me up. I'm here to take over this Holiday Inn.
Awesome.
Yes.
I hope you weren't alone. Were there a lot of other people?
There was people.
Raving to go?
There was people.
Roaring.
So we get there. We get checked in, put our shit in the room, have a drink, whatever. Make a couple laps around the two designated party floors just to try to say hello to people, try to like meet some people. I think we were far too early. Everyone that we tried to talk to was still trying to, like, put
unpack
up decorations and, like, get their shit in order.
Well, come on, people.
And I'm like, oh, Christ. And, like,
aww.
I get it because I'm that way, too.
Yeah, I know.
But I would have kept my damn fucking door closed.
Oh, good
like,
point.
Don't leave your door open inviting people in when you're
fair.
Not ready to socialize yet. There's my life
that
advice.
That makes complete sense. So, yeah, I agree.
So, I kind of felt like a little rejected from the get-go because everybody that we stopped by to try to talk
with their door
to
open.
With mm-hmm. their doors open. We're not fucking banging down doors here.
There's like a hi.
Like,
we're still
yeah. Oh. And Gary had specifically chatted with this one couple and, like, whatever. This isn't about them specifically. But they were like, yeah, like, we're here. Like, come have a drink when you get in. So we did. We fucking went up to say hello and introduce ourselves. And they're like, oh, we're still setting up.
I'm after like, telling you to come up?
I'm like, okay, cool, bye. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, just...
I don't know.
Fine. So, we occupy ourselves for a while. Friday evening, there's a meet and greet in the hotel lobby bar. And at this point, it is not yet a full hotel takeover. So, your clothing and your behavior still needed to be PG vanilla-ish, 13. Right? Yeah. So, again, like, we introduce ourselves to a few different couples that we had been chatting with ahead of time. Like, there's a friction site where you can connect with people. We had moved some of those conversations to, like, text or Telegram or Kick or whatever the fuck it was. And then it didn't really go our way. We felt, like, pretty quickly that we didn't really connect with these people. They weren't necessarily interested in us. They were already chatting with other people. Whatever the case was, just didn't really like...
You just didn't find your match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happens, and it's fine.
It happens a lot, but it sucks when you travel and prepare for a big weekend. Yeah.
So, whatever. Yeah. We survived. Gary and I went back to our own room and had fun with our own selves.
Well, damn right you
and
did.
And it was a lovely evening.
Good.
So,
good.
Fine. Saturday, we wake up.
Oh, yeah. That was just Friday.
Okay. Yeah. It's only day one. So Saturday, you really had most of the day to yourself because there was really nothing planned until the pool party at 3 p.m., which is when the official hotel takeover was supposed to start. And then you could walk around fucking buck naked and crazy.
Was it an indoor pool? It's just a small little hotel, like rectangle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Indoor.
Yeah, it was an indoor pool.
Well, I guess it's February. Okay.
At a Holiday Inn. Yeah, it was.
This sounds like it's a good story. Continue.
Okay.
Paint the scene for me.
So the pool party starts at 3. Fine. For me, at 3 p.m. on a Saturday, I am not yet prepared to rage.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going
to
say.
And I was in the minority. Because when we got to the pool at 3:15... there was absolutely already raging happening. The DJ was like, it was fucking, I don't even know, New Year's Eve at 1 a.m. He was like bumping.
Well, at least good music. Oh. Okay. At least there was music and he was feeling
There was music.
Okay, cool.
And no, he was like packed, which is good. Damn. Like, that's what you want. I know.
Like people in the pool?
In the pool, people sitting all around the edge of the pool. People on any available surface otherwise, like tables and chairs around the pool.
Holy shit.
Like, there was just really honestly no place to even hardly stand.
Wow. At 3 o'clock.
At 3 in the fucking afternoon at the Holiday Inn indoor pool where it's 80 degrees and humid and I'm getting frizzy by the second.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh, but at you.
You should. You should laugh because, like, I am just not cut out for this.
I can just picture your face. Oh.
I was not prepared to just, like, jump into this weirdo pool.
There's no room.
And be immersed in this gross water.
Did you at least have Fireball to calm your crazy nerves? Not nerves, but, oh, you're stressed.
So, I thought there was going to be a bar at or near the pool. Because in, like, the party materials...
Isn't there always?
It said... like, don't bring your own alcohol downstairs.
Yeah.
So we're like, fine. I can be a rule-abiding citizen. So we did that. So we show up at this 3 p.m. Holiday Inn pool party rage, fucking sober.
Greenhouse.
And there's no bar.
Oh, there's nothing?
Nothing.
At all?
Nothing. Not a drop of alcohol.
So you had to go to, like, the lobby?
You either had to do that or go back to your own room
No. And
do your own things. So we tried to, like, befriend the little poor security man that was manning this whole shit show.
Yeah, don't get him in trouble if you're going to say something.
Well, no, right. No, but he's like, look, I don't fucking care. And we're like, cool, you're my guy.
Aw.
So, yeah, we were, like, making laps back and forth between the room to make drinks. That's or, fine. Like, take a shot or whatever, which, like, is fine. But then that also makes it hard to socialize when you're like leaving to get your liquid
gone every 30 minutes.
Yeah, like Jesus God. Aww. So I don't know. It was just not what I had envisioned. And maybe that's my own problem. I'm sure that's my own problem. Everybody else seemed to be making it work. It was not my scene. So fine. So we sort of muddle through some of that. There was a speed dating event at 5 p.m., which Gary and I did not attend.
So maybe, I hope we didn't do that.
No, but like, so, but to their credit, like they offered that. Mm-hmm. So fine. And then 8 to midnight was the party in the ballroom. Midnight to 5 a.m. was advertised as the after party on those two party floors.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
I mean, that's typical for them, but yeah, I didn't realize it went that late. Okay.
Yeah.
So how was that?
It was fine.
Oh, cool. Was there a theme?
Yes. Wicked in White was the Saturday night party theme. So okay. Yeah, like fairly easy, right? Like low pressure. The majority of people did participate. Lots of really nice outfits, very sexy people. Gary and I danced for a little while. We tried to mix and mingle with people that we hadn't talked to yet. But we just, again, kind of had a hard time, I guess, really like making any good connections or really finding our people. There was the highlight in true Friction form. There was pizza at midnight.
I knew it. Pizza.
Which we love.
Do they still ration out? They give you one piece on a plate or two?
I think I managed two pieces.
Probably because I used to take a whole pie or two back. I was the reason.
There was a time that Fwat would just grab an entire pizza box and two. Run.
Aw, that's fun.
But no, so that, you know, it's nice to have a little snack. So Gary and I, we had our slice of pizza, popped by the room to make a costume change. At least I did.
Oh, good for you. To lingerie.
To like, yeah, like a white kind of ripped up lingerie. I made a post on
Fwat. Oh, that selfie like one you took. Sexy. Yeah. Okay.
That one. So we checked out the party floors for a little bit. We didn't stay out very long. So I don't know, like maybe we missed like everything. Who knows?
So I know absolutely what you're talking about. But just in case anyone doesn't know, party floors, was it the top floor? Was it more than one floor you said? And really what does that... I guess, what does that mean? Just so people understand.
That's fair. So there were two hotel floors designated as the party floors. So when you booked your hotel room, you could opt basically in or out of the party floors. And really the idea with those floors, when it comes to like party floor time, I think the idea is that you are willing to keep your door open, like be able to kind of like host people, because usually you can kind of like wander up and down and
isn't
around.
There like, there's like music, if not a DJ at the end of the hallway, there's music blasting, there's like ice bins and like, was there like that near the elevators, like where you can get ice and water and stuff?
Exactly. And some people have like different like, maybe shots like signature drinks or shots in their rooms. Some people, whatever, like signature snacks or like games or... I mean, some people go all out, bless their hearts.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, it's just kind of like this open, free-flowing environment. So yeah, like we did a couple laps. We sort of checked things out. We really only saw sex happening in one room, but it was relatively early, like when we were making our lap. So I'm sure it ramped up later. So all in all, we chatted with lots of lovely people throughout the weekend, but just never really found like our people or like a really solid connection. However, Gary and I thoroughly enjoyed each other throughout the weekend, which really is what it's all about anyway.
Yeah, you didn't lose out on anything.
No, I mean, anything else is just really a bonus. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just, you know, you don't know unless you try. So
yeah, props for that.
It was fine. But
you had sex in a new place. That's great.
Huzzah. We can check another state off the list. That should wrap it up for Gary and I. I think that's everything we've been up to, which is probably plenty at this point. I've been rambling for a while.
I know. We always think it's not enough. And then we're like, damn, I guess we have done a lot.
Yeah. So with that, we are going to wrap this episode up. I know everybody just wants more and more and more, but This is all we have to give you right now. But if you stay tuned, we do appreciate you joining us for this episode. However, just a mere 2 weeks from when you listen to this, if you're...
Technically, if you listen on the day it releases.
Yeah, I know. I just fucked that up. Okay. Soon enough, you will have the next episode.
Yes.
And in that next episode, you are going to hear us talk about why swinging is like gambling.
Mm.
And even better than that, you're going to hear that sexy story that Madison already teased earlier this episode.
It's going to get better, I promise.
So, fucking A, you've already had vibrators and dinner.
That was your foreplay. You better be back for episode 76. We cannot wait to meet you there. See you soon, friends. Until next time, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.